How numbers are collected is essential to whether they tell an accurate story. The sample size is vital. Too small and the results are invalid. Samples can be biased to reflect certain groups with certain views and may be subject to participation bias, in which those inclined to participate are more inclined to certain opinions. There is also measurement error, lack of standardisation, and vague definitions or categories. On top of all that, there are some things that are simply unknowable or unverifiable. What's good about it? When seeing information, always ask, who is behind it? When evaluating a claim or argument, ask yourself if there is another reason. What has been overlooked? Which information is undervalued? What are the alternative explanations? Counter-knowledge, coined by journalist Damien Thompson, is misinformation packaged to look like fact that some critical mass of people has begun to believe. Its spread is helped by the intrigue of imagining, what if it were true? Adding a few true elements to an otherwise incorrect piece adds to the deception. We can clarify Donald Rumsfeld's four possibilities like this. 1. What we know that we know. That's good. Put it in the bank. 2. What we know that we don't know. It's not bad because we can learn it. 3. What we don't know that we know. Well, that's a bonus. And 4. What we don't know that we don't know. This is where the danger lies, what the author calls hidden shoals. What you have to watch? There's a lot of detail that will probably be skipped by the lay reader.